Okay, we have danced around fine-tuning for, what, a stupid number of episodes now. We keep saying we should really do a proper one on that, and then we immediately get distracted by some shiny model thing.
Yeah, and you keep acting like it's just a product knob you turn and suddenly everything behaves. It's more annoying than that, which is exactly why it deserves its own episode.
Fine, rude, but fair. This is Exploring Next, episode 711, and I want the car alignment version, not the spreadsheet version.
Good, because that's basically the right picture. You bought a car that already drives, and now you're adjusting it so it stops drifting on your roads.
Mm-hmm.
With a model, the roads are your task. Your style, your output format, your weird domain jargon. You are not rebuilding the engine. You're tuning the thing you already have.
So the listener version is, you start with a model that already knows a lot, and then you teach it your version of the job.
Exactly. And if you want the full groundwork, we did whole episodes on neural networks, parameters, loss functions, gradient descent, and backpropagation. But just so we're on the same page, a neural network is a stack map that maps inputs to outputs, and its parameters are the adjustable numbers inside it.
Right.
The loss function is the score for how wrong the model was, gradient descent is the method for nudging those parameters downhill on that score, and backpropagation is how the blame gets distributed through the network so the nudges make sense.
Okay, that's the whole machine in a sentence. And fine-tuning is just taking that machine and giving it a smaller, more specific training run on your data.
Yep. You feed it examples of the task you care about. It makes predictions, you measure the errors, and then you update the weights. Same learning loop, just narrower and cheaper because you're starting from something already useful.
I think the part people miss is that it already has the general stuff. It's not learning language from zero. It's learning your flavor of language.
That's the cleanest way to say it. A pre-trained model has already absorbed broad patterns from huge data. Fine-tuning is the onboarding phase where it learns your terminology, your tone, your structure, without losing the whole language skill.
Ha! Your onboarding phase sounds like the most corporate phrase possible, but yes. It's the difference between hiring someone fluent and handing them the internal playbook.
Exactly. And because the base model already has the general features, you need way fewer examples than starting from scratch. Hundreds or thousands can be enough for a scope task, instead of millions.
Okay, but why does that actually work? Why doesn't it just get confused and overwrite everything it knew?
Because you're not beginning from random. The model's internal features already point in roughly the right directions. Fine-tuning mostly repurposes those features toward a narrow decision boundary instead of inventing the whole representation from nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So if the base model already knows how to parse language, recognize structure, or follow instruction patterns, fine-tuning can make it much better at the exact slice you care about. It's adaptation, not invention.
And that's why the data quality part gets so viciously important, right? Because if the examples are sloppy, you're teaching the wrong habit.
Yep. Garbage in, garbage out still absolutely applies. If your examples are inconsistent or unrepresentative, the model learns them as very efficiently. That's the annoying part. The method is cheap, so people assume the data problem is cheap too.
No way.
But the data is the hard part. A tiny pile of bad examples can steer the model in a bad direction faster than a huge clean base can save you.
So if I'm building a product, the dream is I don't need to train a giant model from scratch, I just adapt a good one to my use case.
It is, and it keeps being true.
Let's loop back to the examples. We also did that episode on improving agents as a data mining problem, and I think that's one of the best modern fine-tuning stories.
Definitely. The more useful agent systems get, the more the bottleneck becomes collecting the right traces, the right preferences, the right examples of what good looks like. That's fine-tuning fuel.
So the hard part is not just getting the model to answer. It's getting the right data out of the work itself.
Yes, and that's why the field keeps circling back to it. People think the big move is always a new base model, but often the real unlock is making the model behave correctly for the actual workflow.
Mm-hmm.
That's also why the choice between full fine-tuning and to lighter method matters. If you only need behavior shaping, you probably don't need to drag the whole model around.
And if you do need the whole model moved, you should be honest that you're paying for that, the big hammer.
Nope. Sometimes the right answer is smaller, cheaper, and more boring. Which is deeply offensive to your instincts, I know.
Hey, boring is how things ship.
Exactly. And that's why fine-tuning is still one of the most practical tools in the stack. It lets a pre-trained model become useful in a specific place without asking you to invent everything from zero.
So where does it stand now? Because I know sometimes people talk like fine-tuning got replaced by some new magic thing.
No, I don't think that's right. Fine-tuning is still a standard, live technique. What changed is that it often sits next to other stuff now, like retrieval for facts and stronger evils for behavior.
Right.
So if you need the model to sound right, follow a format, or act like it understands a domain, fine-tuning is still exactly how a lot of teams do that. It's not some relic.
And if the job is mostly facts, you'd rather reach for the right data plumbing than pretend the weights are a database.
Exactly. That's the clean line. Fine-tuning changes behavior. It does not magically become truth storage just because people wish it would.
I mean, I wish a lot of things would become truth storage, but here we are.
Huh? Yeah, unfortunately, the universe remains stubborn.
So the one thing to keep is start with a model that already knows the world, then teach it your task with good examples.
Yeah, pre-training-based task-specific adaptation, and the data is doing most of the steering.
Okay, that actually feels landed. We finally did the episode and nobody had to fake excitement about it.
That's because it's genuinely useful. Also because you've been hovering over this topic like it owed you money.
Accurate. Wildflower, I'm putting the car back in the lane and calling it a win.